My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Later this hour, coming up at 9:45, your chance to win Jason Aldean tickets. But we're going to talk more Commanders right now with our pal Chick Hernandez, who, of course, is calling the games on WSA9, play-by-play voice for the Commanders. The next one is Sunday at 8 p.m., and, of course, you can watch them on WSA9. It's Chick Hernandez. Hey, Chick.
All right, should I just bail out now because I'm not calling the third game?
Oh, you're not?
Oh. Who's calling who's calling the third game?
The network, NBC, took the third game.
Oh, wow. Is that a new development, or you've known all along?
No. For the last 2 years, for some reason, like, I can see this year doing it. You know, there's a lot of buzz around this quad. Mm-hmm. But last year they did it with, like, nobody coaching and all that crap, and they still did it. So, no, for the two straight years, they've taken one game from
us.
But I had a great time the first two games.
You guys did a great job. You and B. Mitch were having fun. You guys were goofing around.
Really good. Yeah. Really enjoyable.
You're goofing on CJ in the booth.
Let me just say this. From my office here in Silver Spring, Maryland, I might be closer to the field in Miami than I was in that press box.
Right.
My Lord.
That's how bad it was.
Good Lord. Yeah. It was awesome. A lot of fun. I like hanging out with B. Mitch, and it's dangerous for the liver and the mind, but it was fun.
Right. Well, that's for sure. All right. So what's your initial impression so far on Jaden? He's the talk of the camp. We've been hyping him up, obviously. He's kind of blowing me away. I think he checks all the boxes. The only concern I have is the pre-draft concerns is the size and durability.
Right.
I love everything I see so far. These guys are telling me I haven't seen anything yet because he's barely thrown, and that's true too. But I think when you factor in the reports, I don't know. It seems to check all the boxes to me. What are you seeing?
Let me ask you, how many quarterbacks do you think I've covered for this franchise? Give me a number.
Oh,
45.
It's up there.
Jeez, 45. Do you think I'm 70 years old? Yeah, 34.
Right.
34. So you're close. You're close. Look, yeah, we have not seen all of Jaden. We haven't seen nearly the tip of the iceberg with this offense because they ran other people's offenses for the most part. They told us that in the meetings that they weren't going to show anything and they were going to just go ahead and try to use some schemes from other teams because that's what Joe Witt loves to do. That's what Cliff Kingsbury loves to do. So we have not seen the real version. You can look back in college and see what he's capable of. But I just, and I know Coach, you know, has talked about it, just that the makeup of the human is just, you know, it's just a different cat. I said to Coach yesterday, we did a one-on-one with him that's going to air today. I said, look, this franchise has had some high-caliber quarterbacks, some who were more impressed with themselves, their own brand, than mm-hmm. playing the game of football. And he didn't flinch. He just looked at me. And then I said, this is not that dude, this dude in this building. And, you know, it goes back to the work ethic. That's number one is the work ethic. We all hear the stories, you know, of him being in the building. He's been in the building earliest, first guy in since he arrived. Even on a day off, you know, Dan Quinn gets a report. Hey, your quarterback's here, mm-hmm. right? Hmm. Working on stuff in the bubble. So the work ethic is unquestionable. He's not resting on any laurels. And then you just look at the physical skills and how much he loves the game, which is that I heard you guys talking about it. The issue is going to be for him is protecting himself because he loves the game so much and wants that extra yard. And that's going to be, I think that could be an issue. I know that people around here are gun shy because we've seen, I mean, look at the horrific injuries we've seen in these quarterbacks that wear the burgundy and gold. And we're worried about that. And as a sportscaster, I'm supposed to be, you know, objective. Yeah, I'm worried about it. I want to see this team do really, really well. I want to see this franchise turn around because the decades of darkness, I've had enough.
I like that, decades of darkness.
That's what it is. That's what it's been.
Yeah. We had Coach Quinn on the show earlier, and we asked him about wide receiver, and he's talked a lot about wide receiver. How do you see it?
Well, like they carried, I think, 6 or 7 last year, and they got like 12 right now on the roster. So I don't think there's a clear-cut two, and I don't think that those guys worry about that. They've got Terry McLaurin, right? We know that's going to happen. They've got Viami Brown. We know that's going to happen. And then what? I don't know how they're feeling. I'm not inside those meeting rooms. I know that at some point, you know, if you look at Jahan Dotson, guy gets open but hasn't made the catches on a consistent basis. I don't know. You know, I really don't know. Davion Davis got a lot of play last week. He's a guy who I'm like, who's this guy? But he got a lot of play, and they were looking at him. So I just don't know. What I do know is that all of those guys work well together. Watching them practice, I mean, it's – I know Coach Quinn talked about it. It's the – camaraderie is not the right word. They're just different. This team is different when it comes to, you know, wanting each other to do well. And guys who know they're not going to make the squad, and guys who know they're going to make the squad are rooting for each other. Mm-hmm. And so that wide receiver room, I think it's up to Cliff Kingsbury how he's going to use them. And you, for damn sure, you're going to see Eckler involved in that. McCaffrey will be involved in that. Out of the backfield for Eckler, and maybe they're really looking, taking a long look at Kaz Allen.
Mm-hmm. What about Bryant coming in? It was kind of a big story since he hadn't played in the league in 6 years, and then but he's got size, and so I know we did a couple segments on him. Why are they bringing in Bryant? You know why? Okay, and Quinn says he needs a big receiver, but why did they wait so long to bring him in? We thought, okay, let's push some competition up there and make Dots think a little bit. That's why we're bringing Bryant in. But Bryant barely played in the preseason, and you know it's not like he's putting up numbers. Do you think he's even going to make the team?
Well, he did play some specials as well, but no, the wide position didn't get a whole lot of run. I think that's a Dan Quinn. That's part of his makeup. He watched, you know, Bryant last year on Dallas's practice squad.
Right. Yep.
And while he won't say he's sending a message, I think it's a clear message to any receiver to see a guy who's 6'4 and got tremendous wingspan. And when he walks into a locker room or walks onto a field, you're like, okay, wait a minute, this guy, you know, even, and those guys don't know. I don't think those guys immediately knew that Martavis hadn't played in 6 years in the NFL. He's played in other leagues, obviously. But I think that was a message. And to Quinn's credit, he's like, look, I don't count anybody out. Like, you know, when Martavis got in trouble, weed was illegal. And now guess what? It's not.
That's right.
So, right?
Yep.
So this is a guy who showed a lot to Dan in practice. I mean, he was sending his his defense against Martavis Bryant, and he was doing things in that on that practice squad. So I credit Dan and say, you know what? As he said, let's give the guy a shot, see what he's got. I mean, he was 230 last year, he told us, and now down to 209. So this guy's in shape. You take a flyer, and you never count nobody out. That's what Dan does, I believe. They're just looking for the right combo, and you're going to have to, you know, Daniels gets out of the pocket and the play is broken up, well, who do you look for? You look for a big fella who can go up and get it, and that's what he can do. I don't know ultimately what's going to happen here. That's the joy of all of this. These guys meet every single day.
Yeah.
Every post-practice, they go over it. Mm. Peters, scouting staff, coaches, position coaches, every single day, post-practice, they go over it.
You know, it's funny because I've been mentioning this the last couple of days. You know, when Quinn was hired, we were led to believe by others, not in the organization, by others that, you know, Ben Johnson was the top choice. He spurned him, and Quinn was their second choice. That's why they interviewed him 100 times or whatever.
Right.
I don't know if I believe any of that, but what I do believe, and so I was a little up in the air on it. I didn't know. I liked, you know, the success he had with Atlanta and obviously the success as a D coordinator, but I didn't know what I felt. Right now, I couldn't be more thrilled with who he is as a head coach, the way he conducts himself, and I think the team embodies his energy, right? They're a reflection.
Sure.
Of him. Like, I think the team of the last few years is kind of a reflection of Ron, kind of passive, you know,
yes.
Lack of energy. You didn't know what you're getting week to week. I don't know, man. I can't think of a better coach for this team right now than Dan Quinn. That doesn't mean he's going to succeed, but on paper, I love it.
I'll give you this. So, you know, we are going to, as we did last year, we will have, now it's going to be called Tell the Truth Monday, because that's what Dan wants to be call it. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to sit down with the coach every Monday. And in my number of years in this business, I've never, ever had a coach ask me, well, you know, how do you want this thing to look? You know, I want it to be good for both Channel 9 and the Commanders. And so literally yesterday, he took us into his office and looked at a space that might work there or a meeting room. We were stuck in the bubble last year, and we were at their mercy. Like, all right, when Rivera's ready, he'll come over. Blah, blah, blah. And Dan Quinn is like, what do you think of these rooms? Okay, and this is not football, but this is the way this guy thinks. What do you think of these rooms? This aesthetic, you know, and can we use video? Can we not use video? I'm like, and I'm just sitting there going, I'm like pinching myself going, this can't be happening. Mm-hmm. Really can't. But what I want to see, and I agree with you, the makeup of this squad and the way these guys react. Trace McSorley was there for a day, and the first thing he said was, that guy's got so much energy on the field. What I do want to see is that old Mike Tyson, when you get punched, how do you react? I have yet to see him. I'm sure it's been behind closed doors. I've yet to see Dan Quinn pissed off. I want to see that. I want to see what that looks like, because all I've seen is a guy who's trying to get the job done, pumping his players up, teaching, all of that. But I want to see him pissed off once and see what that looks like. That's the only thing for me that's left in this thing. I want the guy to do well. I have told every fan that's ever asked, does it equate to wins? Don't know. What I do know is that I think you won't come away from a game going, what in the hell was
were
that?
What were they doing? Right.
Right.
We did that every week last year.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Correct. You know, going back to the Jim Zorn swinging gate days, for heaven's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think
I just want to know about. I thought I was going on here to talk about Lurch's Pebble Beach trip. I didn't quite.
Oh man! Well, you've been out there. It's heaven on earth, bro.
Okay. All right.
The place is amazing. The flight sucked, but I was lucky. I got there. I was lucky. So getting back to the coaching staff. So with Kingsbury.
Yes.
I think there's going to be pretty balanced. I know that this past week against Miami was not, because they threw 48 passes and they only ran 22 times. Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to be more balanced. So give me your thoughts on the top two backs with Robinson and Eckler, and how you think Kingsbury's going to use those guys. And, do you think that you're going to have a successful running game? It's tough to say because we don't know which guys are going to be healthy on the line. But based on what you're seeing, what do you think?
Well, here's and I rarely ever predict or make a call, but being at practice and having discussions with one Brian Robinson, the look in his eye right now is different than I saw. And then, look, he's a guy who was so misused last year, ridiculously. The whole running game was non-existent, and that wasn't Brian's fault. It was EB's fault. I know, not you. I know. You were calling for something else. You're calling different places than Bieniemy was, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think that Kingsbury, that's part of them not showing a lot of stuff, is that you're going to see the way they use Eckler and B-Rob. Right now, they keep telling us, when one guy's gassed, the other guy can come in. For me, that's going to be us. I think you're going to see at some point a two-back set and confused defenses. They both now. B-Rob has been like, hey, you know what? I can catch a ball. And we've seen it in practice. So those guys in space. And B-Rob is a locomotive. He is running so angry right now that I just, I think that you're going to see a lot of DBs making a business decision when it comes to one-on-one with him. I think Cliff knows what he has. He's enjoyed his respite from head coaching and learned some things about himself. And he's got a lot of, he's got those two guys back there.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about how versatile they are. There's just so many different things they can do. I think we're going to definitely see a different offense than we've seen here in the last 5-10 years.
What do you think? How much are we going to see of Sinnott? Because I know Ertz, if he's healthy, he looks like everyone's been hyping him up, and so that'd be amazing if he could stay healthy and do what he did a few years ago. But I can't wait to unwrap. He's like that gift on Christmas. I can't wait to unwrap Sinnott, because when he catches it, man, he just turns up. He's different. He just he turns up field. He's got some speed to him, some power to him. He drags guys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I really want to see him utilized this year.
Well, that's, you know, and that's credit to the scouting staff. I think it's part of Adam Peters' makeup is to find a guy. No, wasn't the, you know, the biggest bell cow in college, but really, really, really good player. And you see the skill set there. And you saw it in one play, him drag people for 12 yards, you know, after a nice catch. So, no, I agree with you. And I think what's really cool about the way they set this up is Zach Ertz can play. He can also has been in the ear of Ben Sinnott, in the ear of Cole Turner, all those guys, and teaching them things they didn't know about the position. Marcus Mariota, 9 years as a quarterback in this league, who has really taken Jaden Daniels under his wing, knows what that kid went through. Both Heisman Trophy winners, both with a franchise supposed to be on their shoulders, and he can tell them about the pitfalls of all of that. They set this up well with who they brought in. Bobby Wagner. Come on, man. Bobby Wagner, really? The guy led the league in tackles last year. Everybody said he was too old. He led the league in tackles. He's not done. And they didn't play him at all during the preseason. He practiced. He went in the joint practices. Hasn't played because what do you do with a veteran like that? Shave his legs. He'll be fine.
Chick, always great talking to you. Hopefully we'll see you soon.
Boys, thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, Chick
Hernandez.
See you, buddy.
Who apparently is not on the call on Sunday night's game.
That stinks.
Because NBC took it.
Right.
I can see why.
Although, I think they took it because they thought it was going to be Jaden against Drake May.
Maybe. But it's the third game. I mean, why would they think that?
I don't know.
It's silly.
Don't know how it works. It's Sunday night. It's an 8 o'clock game, right? I think it's Sunday night.
I don't think there's a chance in hell. Like earlier, a couple weeks ago, I thought he was maybe going to play. I don't think there's a chance in hell now. He already named him starter. They've seen enough.
Dan Quinn said he's not a good poker player.
Yeah.
My read on him is he's not playing him.
He ain't playing
him. I know he did coach speak and he wouldn't commit. Said he's got to have personnel meetings and all that stuff.
So if you didn't hear the Quinn interview earlier, we did it at 7:15. Should we play some of the interview when we come back?
Yeah, we can play some of the highlights. Of course, you can also watch it on our YouTube page. Follow us on the YouTube page, 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. Our guy Mike Barr put that up. But we'll play some of those clips next here on The Junk.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.